goes to show you how incredible their thinking capacity is, how incredible we are as young Nigerians, how knowledgeable we are. But if we're given the right opportunity, Nigeria will thrive and Nigeria will perform at its best. So basically, it's two things: opportunities, making opportunities for them, and them being able to make the right opportunities.
I feel very bad whenever I see young children hawking. Sometimes when I look at them, you know, especially with water and all these minor things that are not relevant, it's sad because, you know, it's because of the poverty that is eaten deep into the country and into their lives. A lot of children, a lot of parents, they can't afford to take their children to school, even as little as secondary school, even as little as primary school. So what these parents do is that they let their children get handwork, right? Teach them how to make hair, rather. Teach them to be mechanics. Teach them to do these little menial jobs. And, you know, some people just totally outright education from their thoughts, from their mind. They just believe that there's no way they can afford education. And now with how the economy is going, so people have just completely said, you know, education is not for me. Education is not for me. And they choose, education is not for them, it's not for their children, and they just choose to live life. But you can't really blame them. It's because of how the system is.
And until you open them up to these opportunities that they can, you talk about social media marketing, right? You talk about coding, you talk about UI, UX designing, you talk about web designing, you talk about so many things, but they don't know these things. They don't. So they can create opportunities for themselves, but it's left for us to now expose them to these opportunities.